Nerds FM podcast. My name is Scott Kesterson, and tonight you're listening to Time to Choose.
This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war.
Good evening, patriots. And tonight we have some neat updates to take a look at bardsfm.com/bardsfest. You should get on over there and take a look at the updates on the website. They're looking better each day as we start to narrow down all of the lists of what's going on each day. And that final schedule should be posted hopefully by Friday is our goal. So we're working hard on that and trying to get all this put together. So this is a big project, as you know, but I think it's coming together beautifully. And with that, tickets are on sale for both venues. So make sure and start heading over there and getting your tickets. I know some people are asking, well, what day? So here's some things I can tell you that we are sure of. Day one in the evening at both locations is going to be the blowing of shofars. On Friday, Mike Lindell will be speaking, and I'm working to get him speaking at both locations. So I'm still working on that. We're going to be having Brian Kahenic perform as the headliner Friday night at the indoor arena. And Brian and I talked today, and we're going to have Brian perform as the headliner in the outdoor arena on Sunday night. So that's some updates for you. And there's a lot of things happening like that. Great. There's going to be a great sermon every day. We're going to have Pastor Tony Locke open the event, and he's going to be doing a sermon on the indoor and the outdoor. And just the list of our pastors is just getting amazing. We have John Bonzinger, Pastor John Bonzinger, Pastor Travis Graham, Pastor Tony Wood, Pastor Butch Paw. He's from West Virginia. I mean, we just have we have Pastor McLeod coming from Atlanta. I mean, we have pastors coming from all over the country, and these are some of your best and pastors of our era, and they're going to be there all the time. That's the thing. So they're going to be speaking in both locations, and you're just going to get a chance to really see some great stuff. So it is time to start getting your tickets. But if you're holding off for the schedule, then I will tell you, after Friday, there's no more excuses. You're going to have to start buckling down because things are ramping up. Our team is doing some great work. MA Patriots, our mod here, is doing some incredible work putting together the food trucks and all that. That's a saga. Oh, my goodness. You would not believe how many of those food truckers like to fly an LGBT flag. Ugh. Or a Black Lives Matter flag. Oh, my goodness. But you know what? They can't hide from our team led by MA Patriot. There's no way. If they slip it on Facebook or they put it on social media or Instagram, Insta spam, we're going to find it. And we dig them out. So he's putting together some amazing compilations of things there. MSM, our other mod here, is doing some incredible work putting together the bands and getting all that secured. I mean, it's happening so fast. It's incredible. So things are coming together, incredible work. And we just have an amazing team that's assembled, and we're very honored. So let's just keep that emphasis going on getting the word out on Bards Fest. We want to pack it in. I just got off the phone with somebody who's going to join us in the event. We've got some amazing things. People are just wanting to be part of it now. They're coming in. It's great. So lots of exciting things we're settling in on. So please make sure and spread the word on Bards Fest. The website's great. And we are just about at a point where I think that, honestly, by the weekend is what I anticipate, is that we'll be at a place with our website that I'll be able to say, no more excuses, Patriots. Get busy. And that is going to be a great thing. The other thing we're also working on, because I have the URL, it's not set up yet, but very soon we're going to be able to have the Bards Fest URL working too, which will take you to the page. So it's a lot of neat things happening. So anyway, lots of updates coming. Keep your eyes on it. It's all fantastic. All right. So next on the list is Mike Lindell, MyPillow, and the incredible work that he's doing and the incredible opportunity we have to continue to support such a great patriot. We have this amazing promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, which gives you amazing savings on amazing products by an amazing company with an amazing CEO. How's that? All amazing. My, isn't that amazing? BARDS is the promo code. You get on over there to speak. You go onto MyPillow.com, or you can use the 800 number, 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. And when you get there, you can either, one, talk to a human being, or you can put it on the line. You use that BARDS promo code for all sorts of great discounts. Now, if you're in need of counseling, Patriot-style counseling, you can call that 800 number, 800-975-2939. They specialize in sleep disorders. So if you tell them, I can't sleep, I guarantee you they're going to be able to advise you on the correct pillow, the correct sheets, the correct comforter, the correct towels, even the correct doggy bed to help you out with your psychological disturbance. But it will be resolved when you're through with that call. Absolutely drug-free, you give them a call and they will provide you with all the support you need. All you have to do is use that BARDS code and you'll get a great discount, and it's a lot cheaper than sleeping on the couch at a psychiatrist. And it's Patriot style anyway. So buckle up, Patriots. Get on over there to MyPillow.com. Support Mike Lindell, an incredible patriot that's doing amazing things for this country and this nation. And let's just highlight this. MyPillow has now contributed to over $70,000 to Bards Fest. You heard that right. Over $70,000 to Bards Fest. So let's keep it rolling. It's fantastic. We love Mike, and he's going to be speaking there, and that's a great thing right there. All right. The world. Oh my goodness, the world. It's literally sliding into the abyss. We have all sorts of things happening. I don't know if you saw this picture today. It was stunning. Somebody threw their baby from like five stories up in the air down to the crowd in South Africa. And it's just insane. Rumor has it, I have not been able to confirm this in news tonight, but I've been getting reports that apparently the French and the English are now going to mandate with the military the injection. I'm just going to say this because I'm going to say this because I'm going to say this. If you're a military member and you're listening, and if you're given an order to inject Americans mandatorily, you can expect that we're going to inject you with lead. End of story. It's not going to happen. You're not going to mandate any vax, period. So military, know your damn oath. You're here to protect the people from the government, not the government against the people. Know it, learn it, refresh on it, and get it clear in your head where you stand. You are of the people, not of the government. So if you're a member of the military, get it clear in your head where you stand, because the time is coming. The time is coming that you're going to have to make that decision. And the people are going to be, you're winning or you're losing, and it won't go well if you stand against the people. End of story. Now, moving on with my public service announcement. There is no way that we're going to stand for the jab. End of story. And this is how they're going to try to play. Now, understand what's going on here, because this is all part of this big picture, and then we're going to get into the spiritual aspect of this. This is the deep state in their last final throws. This is the grenade into the dinner table. This is the burn it all down philosophy, because they are being exposed, and the closer we get to that place of getting to the election result exposure, which is now falling apart, Georgia, Michigan, Arizona, Pennsylvania, it's happening and they can't control it. Remember, President Trump never conceded the election, and we are seeing how deep this corruption is. You've had over 20 states visit Arizona to learn how to do an audit for good reason, because they all know they're going to have to do it because they know what went on. And the thing you have to remember is so many of these politicians are such dirtbags. There's going to be a swing, and you watch it happen. Suddenly, all these politicians are going to be coming out going, oh, look at my goodness. What did we discover? I can't believe it. I'm stunned. A machine actually flipped the votes. Oh, hark. We had no idea. Oh, We are so sorry, but I guess we'll have to redo the election in 2024. Some garbage like that. These politicians are the slimiest scum you could ever get. In general, and I mean this truthfully, 90% of our politicians are equivalent to something that floats in the toilet and that doesn't flush well. Okay? They are disgusting people. They sold their soul to the devil long ago. So we have to hold our line and pressure into them as strongly as we can. Now, they are working overtime to try to create crises. We are seeing this disintegration around the world, and don't think that this is by accident or just general coincidence. This is being engineered. This is the deep state and its operatives causing total chaos and upheaval, and what's going to make the difference is the azimuth of the people that walk in God and know where we stand. I'm going to be bold tonight. I had an amazing conversation earlier today, an amazing conversation with a pastor that's coming to join us, Pastor Butch Paugh. He's from West Virginia. He's straight out of the Black Robe era. He is an amazing man. Vietnam veteran. Is clear on, and I mentioned him last night in his article that he wrote, and I had the opportunity to speak with him for about an hour today as we get him ready to come on to Bard's Fest. And the great thing is that I'm also going to be on his show next month, which I'll let you know about that because I think everybody needs to flood over there and give him some support. But this is a pastor that is absolutely clear on where we sit, and I think I'm going to review it because he and I think just so much alike, and I love it when I meet people that are just like, ooh, we're common mind. That's God working, right? That's not us. That's God working. So let's look at the architecture of our nation, and let's then look at the events of the world. Our founding fathers understood how to translate into documents, which is the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, into the idea of a country built around the idea that we are all accountable to God, to the one God, the living God. And we call that moral law because above all things is this law that God sets above the world and sets by definition in the Declaration of Independence. Above this country sits a structure of law, which is God's law. And with that come inalienable rights. And that includes, as we detail it down, when we finally get to the Bill of Rights, that includes the First Amendment, which is the freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, a few other things, and the right to bear arms. The thing that's misunderstood so much about the movements in modern day teachings of the church is that passivity and turning a cheek means to bend over and let a tank roll over your head or something of that kind. This is not the way we are. It has never been a point of being weak. Walking as a believer and a true disciple in Christ means we are very strong. We lead with prayer. We lead with the love that God gives us in our heart, but we are always aware, as Scripture teaches us, to keep one hand on the hilt as we build with one hand, with we build with the gifts and talents that God gave us in the other. So this is a time that we need to keep this very clear. Now, you'll always hear me discuss clearly that, and I truly believe that the power of our prayers and the power of the love that we share transforms the world. But there is still an evil out here that wants to strip us of being God's children. And this injection is part of it. This injection is an attack on the world. Sit back and look at what's happening. Do you hear of mandatory injections happening across the countries of Islam? Do you hear of mandatory injections happening in China? Do you hear of mandatory injections happening in India? The answer would be no, no, no. Yet we are hearing the pressure to mandatorily inject everybody in the Western Hemisphere. What is different between those two worlds? I can tell you, it's Christ. It's countries that are built on the foundation of Christ and through that, through Christ to the Father. They are going after every Christian society they can because why? If there is one threat to the world, it's those that believe in Christ. Because we are not of this world. They fear us to an unbelievable level because they know they cannot stop us. They can take our churches away. They can tell us we can't assemble, and we say, fine, we're going to do it anyway in the name of God. They say, this is not a peaceful assembly, and we say, no, it's a protest. They say, you have to wear a mask, and we say, no, I'm not going to wear a mask. God gave us a beautiful face. I'm not going to cover it. They say, you must inject. It's like, no, you can do that yourself. We are not going to inject because we do not listen to you. We do not obey you. We obey our God, our maker. We are living through the body of Christ, and we trust in the healing blood of Christ. That's just that simple. And they, so they scream and they pound on the tables and they say, you defiant, you penchant people. And we say, no, you're misunderstood. We're God's children and you need to bow to us. You see, this is who we are. We have that strength. And this is what we do, and we drive them crazy. So as we drive them crazy, they get more violent and they get more vicious, because this is coming to the place where suddenly they're feeling like, oh, I'm going to get exposed, which they are step by step. We have the voices of the 5Ds, the 5 doctors that are out here advocating and clearing the way for everybody to hear the truth about what's in this injection. You have the actions led by General Flynn and his team to expose the corruption in the elections. And then you have us. And we synthesize that information, and we spread that information, and we share that information, and we break down the walls, and we break down the dark hearts, and we force it into people to make them think. And we do so with boldness. And we get wailed on every single day. And those attacks are going to increase, patriots. They're just going to get worse, so who cares? Because no weapon forged against us will succeed, because we have God with us, and we will stand against this, and we will say, okay, what next? You got something better? And they're going to say, at gunpoint, and you'll say, still not going to do anything to me. And I'll threaten you, and you say, go ahead, because God's bigger than you. I'm going to round you up and put you in FEMA camps. Okay, I'm going to be with a lot of great people. We're going to pray, and we're going to resist until you drag us out. And then when that happens, look out, because God's coming. Oh, and by the way, I don't know if you heard of this thing. It's called everlasting life, because our Savior Christ died on the cross for that and gave us everlasting life as long as we walk through him. And that's what we are doing. But we are not going to be weak, and we are not going to be passive. We're not going to roll over like a cockroach and put our feet in the air. They're desperate. They're throwing people to the door. They're telling people to violate no trespassing signs. What type of insanity is that coming from your federal government? I'll tell you what type of insanity is. It's the insanity, the same insanity that drove the Civil War that was led by the North against the states of the South. Oh, yeah, I know. Remember that war that they call the War of Slavery? Nonsense. That was a war of Northern aggression coming down to the South to strip away states' rights, to take people away from the freedoms that they were choosing. It had nothing to do with slavery in its core. You can hear all those histories all day long. Slavery was on its way out. But they made it the central point of the issue once they started that war. And it was, oh, that's right, it was the slave owners of the South that made it the issue, with the slave owners of the North that made it the issue. Isn't that interesting? We've been played so much in this country, we're getting sick of it. We're getting sick of the lies. We're getting sick of the deceit. And it is time that we come together as people, not by divided by color, not by race, not by religion. It's all nonsense. We are God's children. And we have to find that center point, and we have to get wise. So when you look around the world and you see what's happening, and you see this world collapsing, and I hear it, it's coming here. It might be. I expect it to be. Because it's going to be the agents of the dark side, agents of Lucifer, that are going to be trying to start this fight. And that's okay. Because, one, we're going to set up our watchers on the wall. And we will continue to build forward into this world to rebuild this new republic in the name of God, and truly the name of God, on the foundation of God and the love of Christ. But we have a long way ahead. All of us have to start taking accountability for what we have accepted or ignored. And I mean all of us. This is a hard one to accept, but we have to look at this clearly. This flag that we have, the Star-Spangled Banner, Stars and Stripes, which sadly has a lot of issues with it, because they've done it, and unfortunately we've put up with it. That flag, that corporate flag that we see fly, is the same flag that flies and represents also the 75 million babies that were aborted. It's the same flag that flies that has set up war after war after war, that has sent our young and our most prosperous in thought and in soul into war and brought them back in body bags. Oh, I love my country. Don't ever doubt that. I love my country. I love my God more I love Jesus Christ more. And this is a country that was built on God above all things. Let us never forget that. That's back to that moral law. That moral law is the place where we are all accountable to God. That is what is stated in the Declaration of Independence. So you know that's why the left is always trying to separate the Declaration of Independence from the documents of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Oh, that little document? No, that's not valid, they say, because it was approved by the Continental Congress. It wasn't the real America at the time. That's nonsense. The Continental Congress was the ruling body at the time. The Constitution was a remake of the constitutional documents that they had at the time. So, yes, it's very valid. It's part of our founding documents, and it establishes very clearly that moral law above all things is the architecture of this nation. And In God We Trust is not little some little tagline on a paper bill that runs more like a Babylonian money magic than anything else. It's true meaning within the meaning of our nation and the founding of our nation. So we have to get back to that. We have to be strong in what we stand for. We have to start living by God's laws and understanding that there are very decisive consequences to doing certain things. Not everybody's going to be happy about that. That's too bad. There's some other places taking applications, I'm sure, like China. But in this country, we have to reset into God's law and be there with God in all things we do. This is going to be a hard turn for many, because they become soft and we become compliant and we become concerned about, oh, I might offend somebody. What happens if I say that? What happens if I say something that offends somebody? What happens if I say that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ? This is one of them that drives me nuts. Jesus Christ is my Savior. Oh, you're one of those Christ freaks? No, actually, I'm not. I'm one of God's children. And I think you're one of those Luciferian followers, if you're going to react that way. You see, we have to get strong and proclaim our faith. And we have to proclaim it with God, and we have to have the strength to walk in this world as who we are. We have to walk with God in all things we do. And that's the powerful thing about this walk, is we have to own and proclaim that we are who we are because we have Christ in our heart. And it is through Christ to the Father. And when we do that, we are not of this world. That simple. But that is a walk that's a narrow path. It's a walk that increasingly gets more difficult. It's a walk that challenges us every single step of the way. And it doesn't get easier, and it won't get easier. And so we have to work very hard and keeping the discipline in that path of always trying to seek closer to God, of finding forgiveness for all that has passed. Because quite frankly, patriots, and I've said this, this country has to fall apart. Every institution that we know has to be brought to the ground. You can't fix something that's built on an inversion. You can't. That's like trying to build a house that's out of square and trying to make it square by squaring up a wall with sheetrock mud. It doesn't work. The house was built upside down from the beginning. There's a real story about this, and I think it's a lesson worth remembering. It was a construction company that was working up in Alaska. And they had an engineer that was on the ground, and he was driving the pylons. And these were heavy. If you know how these pylons go, they were driving these deep pylons into the ground. And so they kept driving it and driving it. And as they got finished, he realized that he had the plans upside down. I don't know how he pulled this one off, but he did. And everything they had done was on the inversion. So they continued to try to build the building. And of course, the building was out of square. And it was a glass front building. This company ended up going bankrupt in the end. Every single glass panel that was built to be a standardized size had to be custom measured and custom cut. Can you imagine that on like 20 stories on a glass front building? And it was never right. This is the world in which we live in. You can't fix that which is so deeply broken, because at the root, it was never made right. And there's a lot of naivety believing things like, oh, we can just go to Nike and put in a new board of directors. It's not going to work. we can just go over to Apple and we can just replace a few people. It still has the apple that Eve took a bite out of. You see, the whole process of this has been built on the inversion to trap us, to bring us in, and to make us feel like we need them and we can't live without them. And it's for that reason, among many, that I keep pushing the point that we have to start taking more accountability in our lives. We have to start going backwards and forward at the same time. We have to reclaim skills that we've forgotten. And at the same time, we have to push forward to use some of the methods that are put before us to maximize those techniques for our benefit. We're creating literally a new economy. It looks different. It operates different. And each one of us is more accountable in a different way than ever before. This is a new economy where in every single household, there is the worship in home church. There is homeschooling. There are Patriot Gardens to assume responsibility for some of your food, where every single person is either working for a Patriot, God-loving company, or you're leading the way and by using your gifts and talents are the same. But everybody is trying to use their gifts and talents that God gave us, no matter how that comes out. It's a new world where within our homes we solve most of our health needs because we're nurturing our temple the way God would want us to, eating well, not abusing the body, exercising, sleeping, praying, using the natural herbs to enhance our immune systems. This is a world where in every single home we're managing our resources to make our homes beautiful, to make our homes the most useful and efficient we can be so that we're not wasting the gifts that God gives us, be that energy, water, waste, however that is, even the land itself. Kill your lawn, build a garden. And then there is the point of informed action, because God gave us this nation that said, look, here's moral law. You're accountable to me, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to choose your government, and they are going to be accountable to me, and you are all accountable to me, but that government is also accountable to my children. You have to be accountable. And we have to get back to being involved like that. We have to tear things down to rebuild them on the new rules. And it's going to take a lot of us, and it takes a constant, persistent effort, and it's going to take a need to break away from what's currently here. But we can do that. This is an exodus of sorts. But this world has to come down. It's completely messed up. You have to dig to find out. Everywhere you go, you have to dig, and you have to find out what you can to support the direction we want to go in. Every time we buy something that's made in China, it's another touch of the wrong side. Every time you buy something that's owned and run by a major corporation that has its fingers in some sort of dark American hatred, we're helping their side. These are hard decisions to make. And it's a process that every single day we have to focus on and becomes part of a ritual in our own way of freeing ourselves from this matrix. But it's time to choose. There's no more ability to walk in the gray space. They're pushing to wipe us out, and we're not going to let that happen. And it's not going to happen because we're God's children and because we're strong. And it is something that we have to hold that line on more than we've ever had. We have to work together, unite together, but we have to choose. You can't play the space of gray anymore. It's not possible. You can tease yourself to try to tell yourself you can. You can tell yourself that, well, I'm going to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. This is time now that we must choose between the dark and the light, between the system and the serving of God. This is time now to either walk with Lucifer or walk with Christ. And it's literally that simple. And while in there, there's the pebbles of pieces we have to kind of sift out and sort out, because not everything yet is disconnected from that dark side. We have to continue every step of the way to find that way to break and encourage that way and innovate the ways out of there. That's where this idea of this new breakaway economy is centered at, because it has to be an economy centered on God. Andrew Torba, we need a new Christian economy. Yes, we do. Absolutely. So it is time to choose. And most importantly, it is time to choose in what walk we make. Are we going to walk truly in that path with God and the rules that are set up by God and the laws that are set up by God? Or are we going to do that just by saying we're doing it, just giving it lip service? oh yeah, I believe in Christ, but it's, oh yeah, sorry. It's my time. I got to go watch some TV and catch some of those hot chicks walking down the runway of the Victoria's Secret transgender show. I mean, the immorality that we live with these days is stunning. And the acceptance of immorality is stunning. There's hardly a peep that comes out when you flip on a channel and you've got some sort of sexual immorality going on the TV. And people say, oh, well, it's just Hollywood. It's not just Hollywood. It's programming a generation. Or how about this? Murder. Murder is a sin, by the way. I don't know if everybody remembers that. It is a sin. So why is it that we allow our children to play video games that emphasize the glory of killing? Oh, it's couched in many different ways. But it's all there, and it's all about deep programming to get people to accept and to work things out so that they accept murder and they accept death as a normal process of life. We have to pivot back to a more fundamental way of living. We have to get back to the structures in which God intended us to live, because those structures allow us to be free in this world through Him, not be bound in this world. If we are in this world, we die in this world. When we ascend above this world and we are not of this world, we walk with Christ, we are set free. So the road ahead is a big one. A lot of challenges. A lot of things that we have to do, and a lot of things we have to work on. And it's going to require that each and every one of us makes that choice, the choice of what side of the road you're going to walk on. There isn't a middle ground. You can tell yourself there is. It's a foolish fool's errand right there. And that fool's errand will take you only one place. It will take you ultimately to the wide gate and to the path of destruction. So it's time now to buckle up. It's time now to get harder lined. It's time now not to waver anymore about our faith and where we stand, to proclaim that walk that we make. It's time now to push each one of our families to start walking this moral line. Oh, the corruption and influence around corruption is phenomenal. Send your kids to college and watch what happens. It's literally a recruitment camp for Luciferian living. And more than that, it becomes an indoctrination and a propaganda world to tell you how wrong God is. That's all the universities are anymore. And one of the most stunning outcomes is always when parents go, well, he was a good kid, and then he went to college. I don't understand what happened. Now he comes back, and he's a liberal, and it's all sorts of strange ideas, doesn't like God anymore, doesn't go to church anymore. You're stunned. You're surprised. I hope not. You handed him over to Lucifer themselves, to be indoctrinated and to be brought into the realm, to let them walk within the darkness and to disrupt their very fragile way of walking. Whether you like it or not, youth still need guidance, even when they turn 18. So yes, we have a lot of work ahead. We have to make some very hard decisions, and we have to start thinking through these things, not just going through autopilot. You can't expect to go back to what was knowing what you know. And as you know more and as you see more, and if you keep trying to reach back or go through the automatic motions, and I'll use the example again of sending your kids to college and assuming that there is going to be no consequences, I would argue that's probably a pretty big sin in God's eyes, because you knew the truth and you allowed it anyway. We are eyes open now. We are making choices for the future of this nation and the future of the people of the world. Literally, the world is watching, and it's watching how we will survive this and how we will either comply to what's happening or we will fall. We are the only nation under which we are accountable to God, the only nation in which we are given the rights by God to have that only God can give away, can take away. But we are also probably the only nation with those rights that have willfully handed it over to a bunch of petty tyrants because of a bunch of stupid fear generated by the media. So it's time. It's time to make those hard decisions of where you want to walk. It means everything we do is centered on God. We listen carefully, we follow carefully, and we obey. We won't always make the right decisions. We will make mistakes, but that's why we have prayer. And that's what Christ offered us, was the forgiveness of those. But we are always working to get back on that path. And when we stumble, we humble ourselves before him and we pray for forgiveness. We don't need somebody in between us and God to confess to. We simply get on our knees and talk through Christ to the Father. That's how it is. It's a true and pure relationship. And then we pick ourselves back up. And sometimes those walks and things that we have to do to get back there are tough, because there is such a thing as accountability in the world. But as long as we're true to that walk with God and we're true to his message and we're true to what his love is that he wants for us, it all works out. But we cannot waver. And the future of this nation and the future of the world pivots on a remnant that's able to walk that true path without wavering, without bowing, without hesitating, and knowing that it is through his love that we're able to accomplish all and conquer all and force evil to its knees. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, and we thank you for these strong reminders of our path and the necessary paths ahead. Let us embrace your laws. Let us embrace all that you give. Let us embrace your gifts for what they truly are, gifts for us to steward and to manage. Let us keep our prayers active. Let us hear you clearly. Let us see clearly in these deceptions and navigate through these maze of traps to keep ourselves true to the love of Christ and through Christ to you. Guide us, protect us, lift us up, Lord, as we walk forward to unite as one, to rebuild under your name, and to reforge the foundations of the worlds that we live in the words in God we trust. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' holy name. Amen. All right, Patriots, I'll see you in a couple of hours for Fishers of Men. Until then, or until the next time, keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. This is a tough fight. It's going to hit each one of us hard in many different ways. But we will prevail. We will prevail because we will never leave that light, that wrapping of God. Keep your prayers up. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God will always win. So I'll see you this evening or until the next time. God bless and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who moved forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor where lied our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push, we climb, we never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray, we stand. We live by the words, in God we trust. We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.